Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy, welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the very next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about maybe we're deal junkies. Maybe. Land deal junkies. Jill, great show today. Before we start, here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently. Hey, after gaining a little notoriety with the show, this show has done better than I ever imagined, and it keeps going up. Mm-hmm. It's amazing who comes out of the woodwork to say, hey, what's this all about?
Yeah.
My dad, for example.
I saw that.
Contacted me.
That's hilarious.
How many years into this? A lot of years. So my dad decides to download, which he couldn't do correctly, by the way.
Yeah.
No, seriously, he emailed me this morning and said, I can't figure this out.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So I'm going to help him. But
oh, that's funny.
After all this time, he decides to download the ebook and find out how to buy real estate.
That's hilarious.
No, so it's not just my dad, too. My dad's one. It's funny. My dad's a Korean War vet, and so he's just older, and he struggles a little bit with the computers. Although he's not as bad, he loves Excel.
He's pretty good.
Total gearhead.
He can.
No, but people are contacting Joe, like, and I to trade services for our education and stuff. Like, it's funny. It's just.
I always thought you were talking about former employees because we've had them come out too. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Well, and former business partners, by the way.
People come out of the woodwork.
That's what's really funny, too. People, former business partners and things. It's good. So people are like, hey. I mean,
it's not like a fame thing. It's just funny who finds you.
Right. It really is.
My dad's not. He's very confused about this Jack Steve thing, too.
Oh.
He's like, what? You know, anyway.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
This is a sentence I wrote to him in the email. I said, I have a newfound respect for all the women who have gotten married all over the world and had to change their name.
Oh, yeah.
Not change it, but just use a different one. Like in my case, it's my middle name, but I just never used it before.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Roy says, I have the Land Academy program, but I don't see a contract for selling land on terms. Does anyone have a copy of it? It makes a difference. I'm selling land. If it makes a difference, I'm selling land in Oregon.
Yeah. So this question comes up a lot, and I'm actually sure that there's a contract in there, a terms contract in the back of it. There's just a ton of pictures and maps and all kinds of stuff back there. And that there is a copy of it. But listen, this is the reason I chose this question over a lot of them. There are very different rules about selling property on terms, state by state, sometimes even community by community and municipality specific. So I give a suggestion in there. And I answered this question a lot, actually, recently. Every week I answered at least two times. Go out on the internet and go to Evergreen Note Servicing. Type that into Google and there's a lot of contracts that they have because they're a note servicing company. They have a lot of suggestion contracts. In fact, it's the one that I based our stuff on a lot of years ago. It's very changed since then, but, you know, added and subtracted things. But it's a great place to start. And and ask them. Give them a call. They'll love it. They have a whole sales team. They'll talk to you all about the differences between Oregon, California, or wherever, Georgia, wherever you are. It's very important to understand that there's different rules about how to sell property on terms.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, are we land deal junkies?
We are land deal junkies.
This is the meat of the show.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun, I think, you know? I mean, gee, who doesn't love buying something, doing nothing to it, you know, making it look better, throwing it back out there, you know,
and literally
making money.
Literally get high when I when we buy property for half price.
Exactly.
I mean, and I can taste the adrenaline in my mouth.
You know,
and I get it. I'm addicted to it. I'm not joking around. And I'm sure that I probably show the same withdrawal symptoms that I'm, you know, this topic came because I talked to this guy or communicating with this guy on Facebook. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm absolutely addicted to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I get more excited. I think you do too, on the buy than the sell. I'm like, yeah, because I knew how it was going to go.
And I know how the sale's going to go.
Exactly. So I never think about that part.
Neither do I.
And it's never a problem. Like, yeah, whatever. I don't really care. How much was it? Doesn't matter. It's when I actually land the deal and I'm incoming and I'm buying it for X price.
Me too, Jill.
That is the most exciting part of it. That's true. I think, I'm kind of curious. I would like to do a survey on that. Who gets more excited about buying and who gets more excited about selling?
I'll put it up.
I would. I'm very curious to see how our community, how that is.
I bet it's 50-50. I don't know. You know what? I bet it's got to be geared toward newer people are going to get more excited about cash in the bank.
That's what I think. Yeah, seeing a deposit come in.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
You know what's exciting too, really exciting, is that you do like five deals on terms and then you just kind of forget about it.
You do.
And then next month they're all popping in because they pop in for us. They pop in at different times. We do, if the person signs a deal and does it on the 18th of the month, it pops in the 18th of the month. Mm-hmm. So it spreads it all out. We actually ask that's a good point. We ask our terms people based on how they get paid and stuff. What's the best time?
I'm very flexible with them. I am. I do try to make it really nice. They say, well, I always get paid on the first. So can I do it on the 5th or whatever? I'm like, sure, that's cool. So I just set it up on that day.
Yeah.
So it automatically happens. But you know, it's too, you have to, speaking of a junkie, you get kind of jaded a little bit. You're like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? And then now you're looking for a new high. When you have enough terms things coming in, it's fun in the beginning, right? And then you're like, yeah, I'm over it. Now you're looking for a new high.
I know the money's coming in, and I just don't get high about, you know, when that money comes in.
Right.
I mean, I know it's coming in.
That's what I mean.
Every month, people drop off. It's just a fact. They stop paying, or they go incommunicado, and then you repost it and stuff. And that's all in the system, but the real high for me is just, man, it's just seeing that. For me, it's like looking at our database and our acquisition database,
mm-hmm.
seeing the stuff that gets input in there all day or every day and saying, oh my gosh, that's mm-hmm. a stand up double right there.
Exactly.
And I get high about it. Then I should never do this, but I pick up the phone and call a seller myself and wreck the deal.
Yeah, that's happened. No, no, no. That's too low. You should not sell for that. I know Jill has more money back there. I know Jill can cough up some more.
Literally did that once.
You did get in trouble.
That was not a good day for me.
Oh my gosh. That was a long time ago. I remember that too. I had this all done, negotiated, and for some reason he wanted to talk to you. I think it was a guy thing. Next thing I know, the whole deal's renegotiated for more money than I had all lined up. I'm like, what did you just do?
Maybe two, maybe three times. Two or three times a year, Jill gets legitimately really angry about something with me. And I run for the hills.
Thank you for saying legitimately.
It's not a joke. You don't want to be around. And she's always right.
Well, you know.
No, I mean, when you get to that point, it's like, man, I know that this is wrong. I know this is a mess. Because she's not a nag or anything, you know. She doesn't smet the small stuff. But when she gets miffed, that was one of those times. And rightfully so. I changed the deal. Like, it undermined her authority. It was not good.
No.
Anyway.
Not good.
This is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience. I like technical two more than 10.
Thank you. I do too.
Don't use all the tools in your toolbox. All right. You got a toolbox. Even ladies, you got a junk drawer somewhere full of tools and stuff. You don't use all your tools on one thing. To hang a picture, you don't use all the tools. You use the ones you need, and that's it. It's the same thing here. We make sure you have a ton of stuff at your disposal to use it when you need it, but you don't need to use it all at all of them on the same one deal. I see a lot of people in this associated with analysis paralysis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say you had a drum machine when you were a kid?
It's so funny. That's exactly what I thought about. The same thing. Yes. Way back when I thought I was going to be in a band with my girlfriend, my roommate and I, we had all the cool Yamaha DX7 keyboards and we had all this stuff. And then we got this drum box, this drum machine. We called it Drummer in a Box. Anyway, and had all these cool sounds on there. The hand clapping, I mean, all the different things. It was so darn cool. So what did we decide? We wrote this song and we had every last single. We wanted to put every last single sound in that one song. And it sounded so dumb. We're like, what are we doing? We had to reel it back in. You can't, you know, you don't use all of the noises and the things that you have at you. It just, it's too much. So, yeah,
you know, if you ever listen to like really funny, really very talented and respected like rock music, and you listen to guitar solos and stuff, they're always extremely simple. Mm-hmm. I mean, the capability of these guys is unbelievable as musicians, but they don't show it off. They save it for their basement, you mm-hmm. know, for a jam session that's never going to get recorded, because it's important to just really stick to the whole thing
mm-hmm.
and get the deal done.
Yeah.
So the reason I said this is because I've been guilty of this. I'm over using stuff and overselling and over everything,
mm-hmm.
over promising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, if you have our staff's listening right now. That was kind of an apology. Take it. Take it quick.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, do you have some inspiration for us?
Are you hung up? This ties to our technical too, by the way. Are you hung up thinking about step 37?
Oh, geez, it's perfect for
this
show.
This comes up so often that I don't want anyone to feel bad. I just want to make you aware of it. Don't think about step 37 or 42 or 96 when you're really on step 3. And this ties into your don't use all the tools. I watch and hear and talk to a lot of people that are like, but what about this? But what about that? What if this happens? Mm-hmm. What if that happens? I'm like, well, then you know what? We'll deal with it if and when it happens. And what's really funny is when I tell people, well, let me tell you this. Jack and I now, you know, Jack more than me, we've got, you know, 15 to 16,000 deals, you know, going on under our belt experience. And this hasn't come up yet. So pretty safe to say it might probably won't come up on your first deal. You know, and again, if it does, I'll help you.
There's two of my two favorites. My first one is, can you give me some advice on setting up an LLC?
Right.
Brand new in the business.
Yes.
And my advice is this, don't do it. Forget it. Let's get some stuff in the mail. Do a few deals with your own personal name.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about that.
Yep.
That LLC thing is just, I don't know who got, someone has sent the message that stuck with people.
Exactly. I've had that too. Forget and I say, it. Let's get some money coming in first. And then we'll think about those other things.
Hey, you know what? You might get through this and do a bunch of deals and say, you know what? I'm not interested in doing this at all. It's not what I thought.
That's true.
And then you wasted all this time and money and all that.
It's true.
So, you know.
Yeah, you don't need that. So, yeah, that's my thing. Just don't think too far ahead. Let's get the basics down and get some money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about it. Sometimes I watch people that spend too much time worrying and agonizing about what could happen that they don't even get one deal out of done
right.
and going and all that.
My number two is. How should I take title to this property, and how should I, when I sell it, how should I deliver title to the next person? I answer this 20 times a week. Quick claim deeds are okay. Do some research though.
Mm-hmm.
Convey the property. This is my opinion. You talk to your attorney or whoever else. This is just my opinion. Here's a question I just answered this morning. The whole chain of title is a series of quit claim deeds, and right back to when the county deeded it in the 70s. And then it was quit claim deed after quit claim deed. And I'm not going to buy this property because the guy wants to quit claim deed it to me. Is this hilarious to you?
That is funny to me? That is funny.
And so my first question is, well, how much are you paying? How much are you going to sell it for? And it's a good, he answered me. He said, it's a good margin. I mean, he's going to make $3,000 to $4,000 on it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I said, then take a quit claim deed. No problem. And then issue a special warranty deed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the blow up ensued, not from him, but everybody else that was watching that.
Because they didn't get it?
Yeah, because there's a huge misconception about the difference between a special warranty deed and a warranty deed is huge.
Right.
A warranty deed, you're warranting the condition of the property, the title of the property, since its inception, since the 70s in this case. With a special warranty deed, you're only warranting the condition of the property since you've owned it. Which in this guy's case is about a half of a day.
Mm-hmm.
And do you own it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can guarantee that you actually own the property if it was conveyed.
Mm-hmm.
Within reason, okay? I mean, I don't want to get into a legal battle. So it's just an example of what you said. Now we're all worried about
this. We're all worried about this step. It's keeping us from getting a deal and moving on.
The other thing is, if you do 50 deals and one of them's messed up, now it's okay.
Right.
I've done almost 16,000 and we've had very, very few issues.
Mm-hmm.
I can count them on one, possibly two hands.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them were title related. None of
them. Well, you know, and it's all stuff you can go back and fix.
Yeah. Or give a refund. Exactly. Get the property back.
So what?
So it's all, it's nothing to worry about.
Thank you. That's perfect.
The truth is this, and I'll wrap it up on this. I get real concerned about how successful, you can see who's going to be successful and who's not. You know, when you're sitting and looking through Jack and Jill eyes, and, when people get hung up with these technical little things and it's stopping them from making money and doing stuff, I get very concerned. This is not a joking matter. If you're the kind of person that's got to go through every single little detail and it's stopping you from making money and decisions, you need to sit down in front of the mirror and you need to stop it, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take a 35,000 foot view of this sometimes and say, let's go.
Right.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Great show, Jill.
How about get there first? You're just all over the place today. What the heck?
Okay, you know, I know why.
Why?
Later today on, today is the day of our calls. Uh-huh. These shows don't air it on the same day as when we record them, but we're releasing.
Sometimes they do when we get behind.
We are releasing. I added a product to our day-to-day doorstep / pro user thing. It's not going to cost anybody anything, and I can't wait to announce it today.
Oh, okay.
It's access to another database. Number two database, a number one database we already provide. It's number two database.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free.
Got it. So you're just all excited.
You're just not thinking.
So
talk about getting high.
Right. Love it.
Just happy about it.
I'm glad.
Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. So let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.